Welcome to Business Radio X Pro Tips. Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here with you. Lee, under the category of host tips, and particularly for our newer host in the Business Radio X system, one of the things that I think our newer hosts really appreciate, and it's something I keep available to me to this day, is creating a list of evergreen kind of go-to questions, yeah?
Yeah, I know that when I'm doing interview, I regularly ask, what's their backstory? How did they get started? I ask, you know, to share a story of a rewarding story that they have of how they helped a client overcome a challenge that they had. But I thought it would be a good idea to list other evergreen questions that are useful, you know, for any type of business interviewer on our network or on anywhere if they're listening. So here they go. Number one, what was the inspiration for your business? How did you know that it was going to be successful? How long have you known you wanted to be an entrepreneur? How did you meet your co-founder? When did you know the time was right to make your side hustle your full-time gig? What was your original idea and how did it change as you kind of brought it into the market? How did you find your first customers? How did you find your first investors? What are your biggest learnings so far? What were your biggest challenges to get to this new level you're at? What would you have done differently if you knew what you knew today? Who was your most important mentor or blogger you follow or author that you like? So those are some evergreen questions. I'm sure you have some of your go-to that you can share, Stone.
Well, I don't know. I think you hit on a lot of them. I always do like the backstory thing. It's incredible what you can learn about a person's history by asking them about their backstory. I love to ask them what they're enjoying the most. I love to see their eyes light up when they go there. And if I ever just space out, I like having those questions right there where I can touch on them. Occasionally I'll ask what they're finding the most challenging or what's next. I'll ask what we in the business community can do to help them. There's just some questions that apply to virtually every interview that are worth incorporating in most cases and are a great resource to lean on if for whatever reason you lose your concentration, you know, so that you're not just sitting there with your mouth hanging open. But I can't recommend this highly enough. I've been hosting Business Radio X style interviews for 16 years now, and I still have those go-to questions right there at my fingertips when I get ready to do a show.